This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Kerry Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervy, and I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I'm here to be the managing partner of your life. And I can't do this alone. In fact, I need about 12 people in this room to help manage your life, especially today during the holidays. And I have right next to me, we're not alone, Kerry. Beautiful and talented co-host, Kerry Kasem.
Thank you. I can't believe this. We fit all the family members in here today.
Kerry, people don't know what we're talking about.
No, they don't. But, you know, if you want to look and see the pictures, go to Facebook or Instagram. You will see how many people have fit into this small studio.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's not even that small of a studio. And it's
pretty small. They could be bigger.
You said that from last time.
Yeah, I like
my last studio.
Studio
was huge.
It was better. They were much better. But anyway, the main thing is that we're all together. We're all family here. Literally. We're all family.
Yeah.
Today, we've invited Kerry's family here, and I have my family here, the Kasems and the Gervies, and we're here to celebrate the holidays. It's a special time of year. Holidays have always been special to me, and I know family is the most important thing in my life, and I know for you too, Kerry.
Yes, absolutely. So it's such a treat to have everybody here today, and especially my two little nieces. My mom made it. I'm so happy.
I'm so thrilled to have
Linda and my
Kasem
sissy
here.
Sissy.
And Julie Kasem.
Yes, welcome.
So great to have you. And we have Bella and Sophie.
Hi.
And that's the Kasems. And we got Nico in the back filming. Thank you, Nico. Part of the family.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about what the holiday means to families today. Everyone has special memories from when they were a child, and children have their special memories. Whatever holiday you celebrate. And my brother is sitting there waving, saying, what about us?
What about the Gervy family?
Oh, the Gervy families are here? I didn't even know they were here. Oh, I got to turn my head.
Okay.
Wow, I have my family here, too. I have my lovely wife, Nancy.
Hello.
Hey. And it reminds me of when I did the dating game, and we had to introduce, and I was one of the bachelors, and Elaine Joyce, who was the host at the time, said, okay, bachelor number two, say hello to Annette. And I went, hello, because I knew nothing what to say. I just said hello.
And that was it.
You know, our dad was on the dating game as well.
No way.
Oh,
yes.
He was. Really? You can Google, YouTube it.
So
he's
people,
on there. Yeah, he was a bachelor, like one of three bachelors.
Oh, he was with Jim Lang, I bet, because that was before he was the host.
Okay, probably.
And for people that don't know, our dad
did not get selected.
Casey Kasem. Yeah, so a lot of people are like, who's your dad? Who's your dad? So yeah, I couldn't believe that he did it.
Was he famous at the time that he did the dating game?
Well, I think he was just starting out. I do think they introduced him as like a radio host, but I don't think he was. No. I think just locally.
Oh, that's
no.
So
he
cool.
was famous enough to be a radio host, but that's as far as it had gotten.
But
it wasn't national.
It wasn't a celebrity dating game.
No.
Not particularly.
Because I'm sure afterward, I'm sure that would have been like a special thing to have. And here's your bachelor, Casey Kasem.
Yeah, but he was probably dating my mom by then, right after that.
Well, I think it was right after that. I remember when somebody said, have you met Casey Kasem? I went, what? Is that a person with a silly name? And then when I found out how much he loved baseball and Casey at the bat, and the names went together, Casey Kasem, that was it. And I stopped thinking it was strange and thought it was so lovely.
So cute.
And everyone knows him by that name and thinks of him fondly, that's for sure. So I've got a couple of other people here in the Gervy family. I introduced Nancy, and of course, I have my brother Martin, who's been on the show before. He's from Toronto, and he's visiting. You're here for, you came to see the Winnipeg Jets play this past week. Martin, welcome back to Gervy's Law.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Are you going
to
sing?
He is a singer. Not tonight.
How about some Christmas carols?
Yes.
When we start?
He's got
an amazing voice, and we're going to get him to sing some Christmas carol.
Maybe we close out the show with like a Hanukkah song and a Christmas song, because we all know the Hanukkah songs, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hanukkah.
Oh, we start Saturday. My mom. Yeah, we start my mom on this. It's not going to end. We'll keep singing.
And Harper, you know some songs too. I have my daughter Harper. What song do you know? Do you know the Hanukkah song? What's that one where you say, I want to tell a tale? How does it go?
I'll tell a tale, and Mac bees in Israel, L. From the Greek that you were sell, all to no avail, veil. Yeah, the war went on and on and on, until the mighty Greek are gone. Yeah, I flip my luckers in the ear sometimes, saying, ayo. In the dreidel, just want to celebrate for all 8 nights, like the candles. We say ma oh sorry, oh yeah, for all 8 nights, and we pray dreidel by the candlelight. Now I told you once, now I told you twice, a miracle of the candlelight.
Wow.
So
Nice job.
That was amazing. That is so adorable.
Like pop song. We didn't get those.
The Maccabees.
Eight candles shine for the Maccabees. Come on. Eight candles shine. You don't know this? For the Maccabees down from the
And
okay,
we also
what?
Have
no?
Harlan here. No? Harlan, my nephew from Toronto. <No one. laughs>
Happy to be here. I'm just going to get in front of it. I don't have the same voice as my dad or my little cousin Harper, so.
But you've got a really cool name. Yeah,
a unique one.
Yeah, it's a good name.
A tough one to get on the first go, but
it is.
Harlan?
And no one ever gets it.
And the guy sitting next to you also has a cool name. What's your name, little guy?
Hudson.
Yes. Very good name.
And who are you? Are you my Nancy and Alan's son?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how old are you?
5¾.
And you're turning 6. We have to wish Hudson a happy birthday because he's going to be 6 in 4 days.
Oh.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. What do you say, Huds?
There you go.
You got to speak into the mic. All right, Hudson, we're going to hear from you later. You want to sing a song? You want to leave that for your sister? You got a song to sing?
Leave it for my sister.
Okay, leave it for your sister. All right, well, we have a great show, and as you can see, we're really into family here at Gervie's Law, and we have to have the expert tell us a little bit about the holidays and what we should be looking for kids especially. She wrote an article called What Will Your Children's Holidays Memories Be? Her name is Kathy Slattengren. She's with Priceless Parenting. Kathy, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. Wow, having your whole family there, that's exciting.
I know.
And this is right up your alley because this is what you do. This is what you're all about, families. And we want to ask you, we wrote this article about what children's memories will be. Tell us a little bit about what people should think about during the holiday season for their kids and for themselves as well.
Well, yeah, holiday season is such a busy time, and sometimes I think we get wrapped up in all of the doings that we have to do and finding the right gifts and putting everything together. And sometimes parents can get so stressed out that they don't really enjoy what's going on. And so when we can focus more on what kids will actually remember and think back to what we remember from our own childhoods, we can sometimes have a lot more fun at the holidays.
So it's not about the actual toy. It's more about the experience. Is that right, Kathy?
Yeah. Yeah, certainly when I look back, it's definitely the experiences that I can remember. But of course, I am looking back a few years.
Am I a bad kid if I say that I can remember the toys?
You've got a better memory than I do. Maybe you're significantly younger. That's okay.
I don't know if others remember toys. I don't remember too many. I don't know. Let's go around here. Does anyone, Sophie, do you remember any toys that you've gotten for Christmas?
Well, I remember when I was 3, all I wanted was a lollipop for Christmas. And
oh, wow.
I just got that wish. Got a bunch of lollipops.
And you remember that? Wow. Bella, what about you?
So for me,
My most memorable toy was a microphone that I got because I love to sing and I love to act. That's one of my passions. And I got a microphone from my grandma.
Yes.
It was like this little set where I could like take it wherever I wanted. And it had a little radio and a little microphone.
Oh, I remember
stand.
That.
Yep.
I remember.
And I would perform concerts all day at Christmas. And I think that, you know, people might have gotten annoyed, but I didn't really care because I was like 5 or 6 and that's all I cared about.
I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my favorite toy that I remember.
Kathy, sure. Is that going against your theory? I mean, they seem to remember about these toys and things that they got.
Well, for these kids, we got to get them just the right present. Now, I think that it's great that the two things that they've remembered are something they really wanted and they got and they very much enjoyed.
But you talk about memories of love living on. What do you mean by that?
Well, really the experiences. So I'm 57. So when I look back at my childhood, I'm looking back a number of years. And at this point, the time has gone by so far that the things that are remembered for me are the things that the rituals that we did as a family. And the things that I think my kids will remember now that they're a bit older too, are the rituals that we did as a family.
Rituals. You know, you think about that, and I think that's what people remember most. Harlan, do you remember any rituals? You've grown up a little bit. It's been a few years since you were a kid.
Well, definitely. During Christmas time, growing up in a Jewish family, one of our main traditions was going for Chinese food because Chinese food were the only restaurants that's opened awesome. On Christmas Eve. So that became a ritual and a tradition within our family. We'd go to Dalat in Winnipeg. It was great chicken chow mein, I remember specifically. But that became a tradition for us and a ritual, and then followed by some board games, specifically Yahtzee. And those are the memories I have.
Nancy, do you have memories, rituals from your childhood?
I remember my dad taking us to Toys R Us for Hanukkah, and we would just go and pick out 8 presents so that he didn't have to worry about wrapping them or anything.
Wow. Kathy, would you agree with that parenting, or is that questionable when he just tells you to go to the store and pick out the presents?
Smart guy, it sounds like. Yeah, got them something they wanted, and he saved himself some wrapping time.
That's funny.
I have to say, somebody asked me today, what was your favorite toy when you were growing up? And instantly came to, you know, the Briar horses. I know, Nancy, you are a horseback rider.
Yes, I love riding.
Yes, so I got, like, I have hundreds of Briar horses that I still have in my garage today, but you could saddle them, I had a huge barn, my mom got a barn made, and wow. I would literally make these elaborate setups.
Wow, but that's
then,
amazing.
Yes, but then I remembered the Stretch Armstrong, but it wasn't called Stretch Armstrong, where you could stretch the guy, like my brother and I would try and break him.
Was it Gumby?
No, it wasn't Gumby, it was a stretch guy, and you could stretch his arms and stretch his legs, and I love that. Also, the cow that you got me, Mom, where you put the cow's head down in fake milk and you pull the tail and then you can milk the cow.
Wow.
And it was the coolest thing.
Its tail.
Yeah.
That doesn't teach you very much.
No, but I mean, come on. It was the greatest gift ever.
But
I also remember those times with Dad, because we lived with Dad for 7-8 years.
Yes.
And I can remember those were the most magical Christmases with the whole family there and the elaborate setups and the, you know, hey, this is Santa coming. And so I definitely remember that.
He would always, I was going to say tape it, but back then he had Super 8 film.
Yes.
And we were so excited when Super 8 film got sound. So he would be up in his pajamas with his hair sticking straight up from his head, looking, well, strange. And he wouldn't let the kids come down the hallway until the camera was right and everything was right. So the three of them were at the back of the hall, and he'd say, okay, Merry Christmas, and they would come running down the hall, and that was, it's not so much about toys even, as about love.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a lot of toys, and I didn't get what I wanted. So I went way overboard with toys.
But that was okay. That was okay, Mom.
And for my grandchildren.
That was okay.
I just love it. Yeah. That was a
Do you remember when you stuck all... She had the Super Friends, and she got every single character from the Super Friends, and they were like Barbie doll collection. And I mean, they were Batman and Wonder Woman and Robin, and you had them on the fireplace mantle. And I came down, and I loved the Super Friends, and they were all there. And that was so magical. Like, you just remembered what we wanted.
Those are things that you carry on from generation to generation. And I have my son Hudson here. Hudson, what is the thing? You know, Carrie was talking about Stretch Man. Remember when Daddy was a little boy and he loved that little guy, the astronaut? What was his name? You've never seen it in real life because it's not around anymore. But what was that astronaut's name?
I forgot.
You forgot. No. Harper, do you remember the astronaut? What was his name?
I don't remember.
This isn't Buzz Lightyear?
No, that was no. It was when I was a boy.
Oh, when you were
Major.
Matt?
Mason.
Major Matt Mason. I guess they don't remember. When I was a kid, I kept telling them stories about Major Matt Mason. I loved the Space Center. And Hudson... You were supposed to remember Major Matt Mason.
Made quite an impression.
I guess it, you know, and that's what Kathy's talking about. Forget about the toys. It's about the love. It's about the experiences.
Forget the toys. Forget the toys.
We have to take a quick break. Kathy, I want to thank you so much for coming on. It's called Priceless Parenting. And how do you get a hold of your organization, Priceless Parenting?
Well, a good place is just to start up the website, pricelessparenting.com, and there's a lot of free information there, charts, articles, there's online classes, presentations. People can email me or call, either way.
Kathy Slattengren, happy holidays to you, and thanks for being on Gervie's Law.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about more memories of childhood holidays and talk about some other things that, you know, just really interesting hearing about the Gervie family and the Kasem family right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of four for a week. For $150, you could feed a meal to 150 children in need. The Salvation Army provides over 9 million nights of shelter to people in need in the U.S. Help the Salvation Army fight for those in need all over our community this holiday season by donating at salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
The all-new 2019 C-Class, E-Class, and GLAs are here at Mercedes-Benz of Encino. And now through December 31st, you can take advantage of special values during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Visit AMG Showroom at Mercedes-Benz of Encino on Ventura Boulevard near the 101 and 405, and you'll see why people have been choosing them for 50 years and counting. Buy with confidence and let them exceed your expectations. Call 1-800-GO-MERCEDES or visit mbencino.com.
The Online Trading Academy is a leader in investing education, and they can help you generate income for today or your retirement. You can learn how to create a daily, weekly, or monthly income using the Online Trading Academy's patented supply and demand strategy. All you have to do is give them a call at 888-991-TRADE. That's 888-991-TRADE to get two free passes to their three-hour class so you can check everything out for yourself. You can also visit them online at otaclass.com. That's otaclass.com.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, lifting Murphy's Law to the highest level on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah. We are back. It's Alan Gervie here. You know, we spend the whole year together, Carrie and I, we love doing Gervie's Law, and we have lawyers and politicians and actors and athletes, producers, writers, directors on this show. Today, the end of the year, we're bringing the Kasem family and the Gervey family together.
And where's Evelyn? That's who we're missing.
Where's Evelyn?
Yes.
I'm here.
No! Okay, that was so not planned at all. That is so weird. Okay, people are driving right now or listening to the show. Had no idea you were on the line.
That's so
funny. Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
I'm here with all you guys.
Oh, I wish you were here. Yeah.
Yeah, Mom, you're in Toronto, and we're here, and we have your son, Martin, your grandson, Harlan, your grandson, Hudson, your daughter-in-law, Nancy, and your granddaughter, Harper, all here with the Kasems.
Wow.
Wish you were here. How's everything in Toronto?
Fine.
Are you enjoying the holidays?
Pardon?
You enjoying the holidays?
Yeah, doing nothing.
Good.
what happened cruising?
You know me, I'm ready to cry.
Aww.
There with you guys.
You should either be here with us or on one of your famous cruises. You know? When's the last time you took a cruise?
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah.
I think I'm not cruising anymore.
Aww.
We'll see.
You'll see.
I'll just come to L.A.
Yeah, we'll be happy to have you here. You know, it's interesting you say you do nothing, you know, holidays. That's what I like doing, too. I work so hard during the year. The holidays is a time to just relax, for me anyway. I don't know, Julie, what do you like to do during the holidays?
Well, being a mom, there's not much relaxing going on. But actually, on Christmas Day, my mom does all of the work. So that's nice. We go over to her house.
I love it.
Yes. And she makes cinnamon rolls and fresh frosting and a huge breakfast, and then we sit around and open gifts and
that's our
Christmas, and then the rest of the time we do get time to relax.
I think you make a gingerbread house with the girls, don't you?
Yeah, and they have who didn't you get them like one of those train village, like what is it, what are they called?
I contributed to their Christmas village. Yes,
Bella. Do you remember the Christmas village?
So probably a couple weeks ago, she surprised us. My mom was like, okay, guys, so we're going to, you know, just have a little surprise for you, so finish your homework. So I was like, oh, okay, it's not Christmas, but okay. So, you know, I finished all my homework, and then I hear my grandma's car pull up, and she comes out with these giant boxes, and then they're all under our tree, and we're, like, unwrapping them, and she gives us this, like, giant Christmas village with all these little people and the little houses and the snow, and it was really awesome.
I love those. Mom.
Oh, I love it, too.
Next year, you can put the boxes under our fake tree.
Well, just in case, they still need a little train that'll go around the little village.
Sounds so enchanting. It's like going to Disneyland on Christmas.
Do you guys have a Hanukkah bush? Do you do that?
No.
No bushes?
No. No, but I used to have one as a kid, and my dad used to dress up as Hanuklaas.
No!
Yes. In a blue and white Santa Claus suit, and my stepmom dressed up as Mrs. Hanuklaas, and they gave out a Hanuklaas Award Winner of the Year to the best kid. Got something huge, like a new car lots of money, or my dad.
That's
crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah, totally nuts. My God. I don't know what happened to the suit.
Hanuklaas, he must have had it made.
Yes.
Because,
Hudson, do you want me to dress up as Hanuklaas, whatever that is? No.
He's like, as long as it comes with a car, I'm all in.
A remote control car.
No? You want a car? What's your favorite gift that you like the most?
I don't know.
You don't know? You told me earlier. I know what you like.
What do you want?
Hot Wheels?
Bob is going to bring you something. What do you want?
Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
Your grandma's asking, what do you want?
Hot Wheels?
My grandson.
Oh, that's good. I can get Hot Wheels.
Okay, so he's happy with
Hot
Wheels.
You?
What does Harper want?
This is like Santa Claus going to Santa Claus. What do you want,
this
Harper?
Is the car.
Babies.
Babies. She wants to have a baby.
A baby doll.
A baby doll? That's what you want. You
can't nod with a bottle.
Harper, you can't nod on the radio because they can't see you nodding. Yes or no, babies?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about LOL dolls?
Yeah.
What are LOL dolls?
What is an LOL doll?
They're tiny people.
They're tiny people? Mm-hmm. Bella, do you know?
Well, my baby cousin's really into LOL dolls, and they're, like, you know how unboxings are very popular on YouTube and stuff? They're like these little balls that you can like crack open, and inside you find the little doll with its little accessories. And
every layer has something new to unravel.
Yeah.
Wow. And Sophie, do you have any?
No.
No?
You don't have an LOL doll, Sophie?
I think she's a little too old for
I think she is too. Harper, is Sophie too old for LOL dolls?
She's so old.
How old do you have to be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh. You know, it's so funny because you think about the toys and you think about the experiences. There's also, we think about the food that we have on holidays, because a lot of us, Mom, I know you used to make all kinds of food, and I used to like just, you know, when they you talked about the cinnamon rolls and the smell, that was the Kasem family. Mom, what did you like to make for the holidays?
What do you remember? Marble cake.
Marble cake. Ooh,
I remember, that's not just for the holidays.
I remember hot chocolate with marshmallows. That's what I liked.
That's easy.
That's easy, What about you, Harlan? Your mother's a great cook, Brenda. What do you remember her making on the holidays?
Oh, she makes everything. No one ever goes to a dinner at my parents' place leaving hungry. There'll be brisket, chicken. There's always at least two or three different meats, two salads, potatoes. There's
potato latkes.
Oh, yum. I love
health food. So
good. Oh, yeah, the latkes are real healthy.
The greasier, the better.
Yeah. So good.
What are Christmas foods, Carrie?
My mom makes everything. So she does pies and cakes. And
I grew up, though, with Christmas Eve. And while you were growing up, before you all became vegetarians, we had prime rib. That was a Christmas dinner, prime rib, and twice baked potatoes.
Okay, those were so good.
That was our Christmas Eve dinner. And then we'd rush off to church to sing.
That's
right. And they were in the cherub choir.
Oh,
then
really?
They were in the junior choir at church.
Did Julie sing too? Because I know Carrie's got a beautiful voice.
Yes.
Julie had the lead in the musical at her school.
Yeah, she can sing. She just won't.
I sing for fun, but I'm not
like
a singer.
Like right now, you're talking about singing, and we have a professional, my brother Martin Gervey, professional. Wow. And I know Carrie has a beautiful voice. So why don't you pick a Christmas carol right now, and we'll do a little foursome here.
What's one
of your favorites?
Which one?
Why don't we all? And I could do a harmony to, if you sing Silent Night really loud. And
I don't know. Is that an easy one for everybody, though?
Oh, what about Jingle Bells?
Jingle Bells, Mom.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I know Hudson likes that one.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, one thing, when I was growing up, I had many Jewish friends, and on Friday night, I went to temple with them.
Yeah.
And then at Christmas time, they came Christmas caroling with me.
Yeah. Well, we went to Shabbat, and then we'd sneak out every Friday, all my friends.
One of my favorite things was singing Christmas carols. So what it sounds like, the Jews want to do the Christian stuff, and the Christians want to do the Jew stuff.
Well, I know them all because when we went to Beverly Hills, all my friends were Jewish, like Persian Jewish, right?
That was
and so
my school, too.
Yeah. So we knew we grew up doing carols and Hanukkah songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I mean, there were so many. It was
quit
even
bragging. Let's hear it.
Well, do you guys know any of the Hanukkah songs that I know?
Start with Christmas carol.
Oh, dreidel.
No. Okay, we won't do that.
Okay, let's sing a song, guys. Easy. Dashing through the snow. Come on.
Okay, here we go.
Come on. One, two, three.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha ha ha!
Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Woo! And my voice is going, but I tried.
And folks, this is a legal show. Yes, we're going to have in the new year Erwin Chemerinsky and Eugene Volokh debating the Supreme Court cases. And you just heard Jingle Bells.
That's
on
right.
Gervey's
That's
lawn.
Right. Jingle Bells.
What a diverse show. That was great. You guys did, Hudson, you did great singing. You know that song? You learned at school?
Do you guys know, Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, love, we'll that's a horror.
Gather around the table, we'll give you a treat. Say it with your labor, lock a seat. And while we are praying, the candles are burning low. One for each night, we will share our sweet light. You remind us of days long ago. One for each night, we will share our sweet light. You remind us of days long ago.
Yeah, you say Sevimon, is that too?
That's Hebrew for
dreidel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we sang it both. They taught us the Hebrew word too, but I couldn't remember.
Both are acceptable.
Yeah, okay, good.
What's Sevimon?
I'm doing it in
Jewish. You're doing it in Yiddish? Okay, go ahead in Yiddish.
Essen on us here. O Kinder, Gespinder, die Hanukkah lift up us, die Hanukkah can remember.
One for each night.
I got to share it as you finished.
Very good. Do you remember, Mom, you remember singing that song when you were a kid?
Just say yes.
No, I wasn't asking Linda or Julie or Carrie that. No, it was you. They didn't sing that when they were kids. Isn't it amazing? Look, we're all smiling and laughing. When you think about song and what music does for the holidays, I mean, I remember in my school, and I went to a public school, and I was, there was probably 10% of the kids who were Jewish, and most of them were not. And I loved doing the carols. I mean, I understood that I celebrated Hanukkah, but at the same time, I loved sharing the holidays with so many people that, you know, just celebrated Christmas.
I feel it was the exact opposite for us because we had, it was like all Jewish, and then then you had some like Christians, but it was all my friends. I mean, Julie, was it the same for you? Wasn't it the same? Like
there were a lot, but we went to temple. Even
we went to I mean, everyone was a Shabbat on Friday, and then we celebrated everything. Like we knew the. I mean, you know the.
Yeah, I'd go to Hebrew school.
Yeah,
we'd
go to Hebrew school and everything. So it's so opposite.
I mean, we had so many bar and bat mitzvahs we went to. I
know.
We have to go to a break. Do you want to do the hamotzi?
Okay. Hamotzi lamb in haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join it. Happy chorus as our prayers have we said Elohenu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lehem Min Haaretz.
Amen.
Okay, Hudson, we got to take a break. Take us out to the break. Repeat after me. You ready? We got to take a quick break. Go ahead, Hudson. You're listening to Gervie's Law.
You're listening to Gervie's Law.
Right here.
Right here.
On Talk Radio.
On Talk Radio.
790.
790.
KABC.
KABC.
Yeah.
Yay. Good job.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. The Senate may have adjourned until after Christmas, but when it does reconvene, senators will still be facing the same issue that led to a partial government shutdown in the first place, President Trump's demand for funding for a border wall. Kristen Welker says the president, over the past few days, appears to have realized it can't be an all-or-nothing deal with Democrats about to take control of the House.
He softened his stance on his big campaign rallying cry, build the wall. We never heard about a steel barrier when he was on the campaign, and I think it's instructive about this moment, which is that he is realizing he's going to need to soften some of his stances.
Republicans failed to come up with enough votes to back $5 billion in border funding, triggering a shutdown with currently no end in sight. The Senate is now set to reconvene on December 27th. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. More news coming up in 30 minutes. Continuing coverage at KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Hello, Dolly is a joy from start to finish, declares Vogue, an indisputable must-see, raves the New York Times. Rolling Stone says Hello, Dolly is a musical comedy dream. It is, in a word, perfection, proclaims Time Out, and NPR calls it the best show of the year, winner of 4 Tony Awards, including Best Revival of a Musical. Betty Buckley stars in Hello, Dolly, begins January 29th at the Hollywood Pantages. Visit HollywoodPantages.com.
Do you care about sex, addiction, mental health, social issues like the Me Too movement, and getting healthy? Tune in to Dr. Kate and Lauren for their provocative new show, Behind Closed Doors, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Would you like to retire soon and have questions you'd like answered? At Money Matters, we are a retirement specialist, and we regularly answer questions that concern those who are preparing to retire. Call us today to meet with a trusted financial advisor and get your questions answered at 800-994-0302.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of four for a week. For $150, you could feed a meal to 150 children in need. The Salvation Army provides over 9 million nights of shelter to people in need in the U.S. Help the Salvation Army fight for those in need all over our community this holiday season by donating at salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Hey, you like free stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, KABC is on a mission to hook you up with tickets to the hottest concerts, comedy shows, movie premieres, theme parks, restaurants, gift cards, cash books, DVDs, hats, t-shirts, fans, money,
Well, pretty much anything that we can get our hands on.
Gimme.
But it's four. Hang on a second, teacher.
Four.
You can get your hands on these cool prizes. There are a couple of rules.
KABC on-air contests are open to legal U.S. residents age 18 or older at the time of entry who reside in Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, Riverside, or Ventura counties.
Employees of Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated, its parent company, affiliates, related entities, and subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, prize providers, advertising agencies, other radio stations serving the listening area, and immediate family members and household members of all such employees are not eligible to participate.
Listeners may only win once every 30 days. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Limit one entry per person unless otherwise stated.
Winners are responsible for all taxes is associated with any prize. For prizes valued at over $600 in any calendar year, winners will be issued a 1099 form. No transfer or substitution of prizes.
Prizes may not be redeemed for cash, auctioned, or sold, and must be claimed by the winner at the station during normal business hours with valid USID. Once notified, prizes must be claimed within 30 days and a release signed, or prizes forfeited.
A complete copy of the rules can be obtained at the offices of any radio station owned and or operated by Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated or by visiting kabc.com/contest-rules.
The KABC Subaru Live Stage is built, lit, and ready to rock. Want to come to KABC and see a show? We're booking all kinds of events right now, and you could get an invitation to be here. Become a KABC insider at KABC.com to get in the running. The KABC Subaru Live Stage, brought to you by the Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd on 790 KABC. News Talk Evolved.
The Rick D's Dead 40 Podcast. Yes.
Selena was murdered by an obsessive fan. But why would she let someone so dangerous into her life? And how did she not see it coming? The real life and death story of the Mexican Madonna, Selena.
Selena, the dark side of trust.
Como la flor.
Part of the Rick D's Dead 40 podcast. Available now on iTunes, TuneIn, and KABC.com/Dead40.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We are having so much fun here at Gervie's Law, our holiday special. We've got the Kasem family here and the Gervie family, and we even have one of the Gervies in Toronto. Mom, you still there?
I am.
You having fun on this show?
It's great.
I know you're our number one fan. You listen every week to the show in Toronto, and when you're here, you come to the studio.
Right.
And we miss you here, but we're glad to have you by telephone, as you can only imagine the chaos here with the Kasems and the Gervies.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
Nuts.
Yeah. You know, nice. It's very nice.
It is. And that's what it's all about. The warmth, the sincerity, and being together as families. That's what the holidays is all about. But inevitably, what happens after the holidays, we start into a new year, and we want to be positive. We want to think of all the good things and hope for the best in the new year. We get through the holidays. We enjoy them. We spend our time with our family, and then we have to look into what's going to happen in 2019. I want to talk to all the folks here. We have all the families here. Want to talk about what their hopes and dreams are for the new year, what they're thinking about for 2019. We have one segment left. Carrie, should I start with you, or do you want me to start with your family?
You can start with me. I have a few projects going that I've been working on, one for 5 years, a documentary, and I'm really hopeful about that. I have a couple other projects that I'm working on, so I'm hoping those go. They're just something near and dear to my heart that I've been working on forever. So that. And second, and this is going to be a bit of a downer, but I hope, and a little morbid, I'm looking forward to the wrongful death case and it being over and us winning. So that's about as morbid as it's going to get. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that it's being over, because you said, I'm looking forward to the wrongful death.
Yeah, but because I want it to be
resolution.
Done. We've been, yes, the resolution.
And
it's
we
been
are
for
too.
Years.
You know,
yeah,
I've known you
years.
For a long time, and it would be great to see, you know, just the whole resolution, satisfaction,
yes.
and moving on in the memory of your father.
Thank you.
Julie, what about you?
I'm kind of boring. I just want, you know, health and happiness for my family and my friends, and I think those are the, you know, really important.
You know, it's not boring at all. When you think about, you know, happiness for your family, as a father, I understand exactly what you're saying. I would give anything just to see my family happy.
Right.
And you know, healthy, of course.
Yes.
That goes without saying. But it's just nice to be able to enjoy things, enjoy each other, and just have that positive disposition.
Yes. Yes.
Smiling a lot. Harper's smiling at me right now. Hudson's looking like he's really enjoying this experience. And I want that to continue. And I'm sure you do. For your
well,
kids.
And I have a middle schooler, so you know, middle schools. There's lots of ups and downs in middle school, so it's nice to see them smiling and happy.
She looks like she's doing great. I mean, it's amazing to see her. Bella, why don't you talk as the middle schooler? Talk about what you're thinking about for 2019.
So in 2019, I'll be graduating eighth grade and then moving on to high school, and I'm really excited for like a new chapter in my life with high school, because as you know, high school is a lot harder, and you know, you've got a lot more stress put on you to, you know, get into a good college and have a lot of stuff mapped out for you. And I'm really excited to like meet new people and have new teachers, because being at the same school for 3 years gets a little boring, I guess. But I'm just really excited to, I don't know, like enter a new, like
a new era,
yes. of, you know,
and that is
being a teenager.
That is really something. I love your disposition and your perspective. Bella, I really appreciate you thinking that way, but somehow I think Sophie has a different perspective, because she is not facing everything that you are. Sophie?
Well, what I want in 2019 is for
I want to get a good start because next year I'm going into middle school, and I want to make a new start and, like, refresh.
Refresh.
And refresh. Oh, my gosh. Coming from, like, 9-year-old. Refresh. 10-year-old. Wow. I can't believe this.
And I also want world peace because there are a lot of wars going on.
That's good. Oh, that's so cute.
Bravo.
Oh, my gosh. You're 10. And Ella's 14.
Oh. Well, in our family, we have a
and Carrie's mother. I said Casey. Yes. I meant Carrie.
And a very proud grandmother, Sophie and Bella.
And Mike.
And Mike. Well, I was going to just now mention Mike because he's getting married in June.
Yay! So
we have this really exciting, happy event because he's marrying a wonderful girl that we all love. She's a professional golfer, was a professional golfer. Now she's a sports commentator and does so many things. I love it. On their wedding invitation, it says, my son, I didn't say, it says, not just an avid golfer, an obsessive golfer.
Wow.
So their wedding invitation says, boy meets girl, girl beats him at golf. And for the rest of the story, join us in June.
So yeah, that's really cute.
Nice.
That's exciting.
Great.
And I, too, just to follow up on Carrie's statement, I have watched my children be tortured for almost 40 years, and I will be very glad to have this wrongful death case resolved the way that it should be.
That's
resolved.
Right. That's right. Justice, Mom.
That's right.
Justice.
And that's wonderful.
Justice.
Thinking of your children, it's such a special thing when you talk about that. Not talk about yourself, just thinking about the happiness resolution for your kids. That's really sweet. Thank you for that.
One more really good thing. Julie is married to probably the best cardiac physician ever. He is inventing many, many new procedures. He saved my husband, Bob Naylor's. He saved his life couple of years ago, and other friends of mine, we all think they would not be here were it not for Jamil Abulhosn's talent. So we're blessed. We are so blessed in our family, and I wish that for everyone.
Wow.
Thanks, Mom.
Harlan, we're going to move on to you because, you know, they talked about a wedding, and I want to hear what your goals and aspirations and hopes are for 2019.
Yes, well, my dream will be becoming a reality when I marry my fiance, my beautiful fiance, Amanda.
Yay! Oh, congrats! Congrats!
Next year, hopefully. That's also still a hope because we're still searching for venues and trying to find a date. So it's a hope it's next year. But we're very excited. And
I live in Canada.
Yeah, we'd love to get married down here if you have any venue suggestions. But no, it'll be somewhere in the Toronto area. But we're very excited for the next year and going through the engagement process and all the exciting things and seeing all the love and coming in from our friends and family. It's been a really exciting time.
Awesome.
And I know my mom is really excited about that too. Mom?
Yes. No, for sure. I just want everybody to be healthy and enjoy that.
And we're looking for what we call a simcha, right?
We're going to have a big simcha, yeah.
And that means a nice, happy occasion.
And Marley's baby.
Oh, you just stole the thunder from her father, Martin. Martin, go ahead.
Sorry.
Marley's baby.
Martin.
That's okay.
You can say.
Just over 7 years ago, my wife Brenda and I moved from Winnipeg to Toronto. Sort of gave up our lives there and gave up everything because our family was gathering in Toronto. So that being paramount to our interests, we moved to Toronto and had to reinvent ourselves, which was not easy. But now it's all coming to fruition. Our two daughters have gotten married in the last within the last three or four years. And we had our first grandchild 6 months ago, Asher. And even though all he does pretty much is burps and passes gas, I can't take my eyes off him. It's just an amazing thing being a grandfather. And then Marley, our younger daughter's expecting within the next few weeks.
Oh my goodness.
So we're really looking forward to that. And now with Harlan's wedding coming up, we're getting ready to welcome a beautiful young woman, Amanda, into our lives. So all of a sudden, our three kids have now become six kids.
Aww.
With two grandchildren on the way. And so that's great. That's why we're all together in Toronto. And finally, after a few years, I'm happy with What I'm doing is a chiropractor now. After being a clinician for almost 30 years, I'm now mainly teaching. And I'm finding I love it. I'm passionate about educating future chiropractors. And I feel at this stage of my career really thankful that I've gotten into this and it's worked out for me. So
wonderful.
That is really something. And, you know, the family stuff and the professional stuff, it means so much when you can marry them together. Nancy, my beautiful wife.
Mine is also kind of generic, but it's to exercise more and get back into shape. When we first met 7 years ago, I used to do triathlons. I used to go running every day. And then we got married, we had a couple kids, and I was like, where did 7 years go? Why haven't I exercised during that time? So I would like to just get healthier and get stronger. And that's my kind of generic New Year's goal for 2019.
That's a good one.
That's
inspiring.
Good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Hudson and Harper, here you are. You're sitting on my lap, and I'm going to help you out a little bit there. 4 and 5 years old, soon to be 5 and 6. You got to get in front of the mic. Here's what my wishes and dreams for 2019 is. I want to spend as much time with you guys as I can, and I want to be with you and have fun and smile and laugh together and share the good times and bad times all as a family with Mommy, Daddy, and all our family in Canada. What about you, Hudson? Tell me. You're whispering? Okay, Harper, you're whispering. You agree with me? Is that what you said? What do you want to do? Harper, in 2019.
I want Hudson to have a good birthday.
Aww. That's so cute.
And Hudson, you want Harper to have a good birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. Do you want to say anything else before we have to close this out? You want to tell everyone out there to have a really great year? Can you say that? Say from Gervie's Law, we want to have a great year.
We want to have a great year.
Right.
You're
and
here.
Mom?
Yes?
I know you're waiting. You're probably crying.
I'm sitting here crying.
What are your hopes and dreams for 2019 before we close out?
I think health is the most important. I want to be healthy and I want everybody to be well and just enjoy.
Well, everyone is just mesmerized. We're all looking at the microphone as you're talking and listening to that. And I think that's the important thing, to have good health, happiness, a positive outlet.
The rest will come. And I want the families to be together as much as possible.
All right, we're going to have one last song as we end the show. So we're going to get together and wishing everyone from Gervie's Law the best for the holiday season and in the new year. And thank you so much for listening. Nico, thank you for being here. Debbie, they're here sharing our party, even though they're not Paynes or Gervie's.
I'm a
Paynes. I mean, you're a Paynes, not Case.
Not Paynes. I'm like, Paynes, you're calling us Paynes?
Yeah. After all that, we were a Paynes.
I love when Debbie said, I am a Paynes.
I am a Paynes.
Proudly a Paynes and a wonderful family as well. She has the greatest family, so she understands all of this with the Kasems and the Gervies. What song are we going to sing to close us out?
My sister suggested Celebrate Good Times, right. But I only know the chorus.
I only know the chorus.
Yeah.
I only know the chorus,
too. We only know the chorus. Okay, well, how much time do we have? We have a couple
minutes
more than the chorus. Okay, here we go. Is it going to be Celebrate Good Times?
I don't know. We can try it.
All right, here we go.
One, two, three.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Celebrate good times. Come on. There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring in good times and your laughter too. And we're going to celebrate and party with you. Come on now, celebration.
Come on,
celebrate and have a good time.
It's a celebration.
Come on, celebrate and have a good time.
All it's right, thanks for listening to Gervie's Law. Have a great holiday and a great new year.
What's your pleasure, everyone around the world? Come on!
Yay! Today Show. Oh my God.
Fun.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.